When was the last time that you answered the question, how are you? Honestly. I mean, truly, genuinely honest. Think about that for a moment. Was it today? Was it yesterday? Was it last week? Or can you even remember? This is Mindset Reinvented. Hold that thought for a moment, because by the end of this episode, I'm betting that your answer might change a bit. Today, we're diving into the power of genuine connection and why breaking the I'm fine cycle could transform your life and your relationships. How many times have you been asked, how are you today? And how many times have you responded with a quick, I'm fine, or I'm good, how are you? It's such a common exchange that we barely think about it anymore. But what if I told you that this seemingly innocent interaction is actually a missed opportunity for real meaningful connection? And I've been thinking about this a lot lately, especially after conversations that I've had with guests like David Ask and Beckett Johnson. In fact, this topic is something I've been exploring and contributing to for quite some time now. And it's a concept that's both simple yet profound, that the idea of our everyday interactions hold the potential for genuine connection and personal growth. One of the key insights that's emerged from these discussions is that we're really never taught how to deal with sadness or other difficult emotions. Instead, we're quite conditioned to putting on a brave face and saying we're fine, even when we're not. It's a norm in our society, and we've bought into it. All of us have. But at what cost? So here's the thing. By automatically responding with, I'm fine, we're not just lying to others. We're often lying to ourselves. We're brushing aside our true feelings, and we're missing out on the chance for genuine human connection. And this isn't just my observation. It's something that resonates with many of our guests and also the research that I've done in this area. Now, I'm not suggesting that we bare our souls to every person who asks how we're doing. But what if we took a moment to check in with ourselves before responding? What if we allowed ourselves to be a little bit more honest, to be a little more vulnerable? So let's break this down a bit. When someone asks, how are you? They're essentially opening a door. Most of the time, we slam that door shut with a quick, I'm fine. But what if we left that door open just a crack? Maybe instead of, I'm fine, we could say something like, you know, I'm having a bit of a tough day, but I'm hanging in there. Or even, I'm actually doing really, really well today. Thanks for asking. I think the key is being genuine. So whatever that means in that moment is genuine. Now, I could already hear some of you saying to yourselves, but Jack, nobody really wants to hear about my problems. They're just being polite. You know what? Sometimes that's true, but sometimes people ask because they genuinely care. And even if they don't, by being a little more open, we're creating space for more authentic interactions. Now, let's flip this around for a moment. I want you to think about the last time that you asked someone how they were doing. Did you really listen to their response? Or were you already formulating your own I'm fine before they finished speaking? Now, I've seen this firsthand, how the power of truly listening can really be effective. With my conversations with my guests and in my own experiences, I've witnessed how a simple act of genuine attention can transform an interaction with somebody. For example, Beckett shared a beautiful example of what can happen when we truly listen. he told me about an elderly man that he met while working at a grocery store back in the day. And while Beckett asked how he was doing, the man replied, "I'm good, but let's be honest, nobody really cares." Now, this is where most of us would probably just nod and move on, if we're being honest with each other. But Beckett went one step further. He did something different. He looked at the man and said, "Well, I care. Tell me how you're really feeling." And what happened next was remarkable. The man opened up. He talked for a good 10 minutes. And from that day on, every time he came into the store, he would genuinely engage with Beckett, asking how he was doing in return. And this story illustrates the ripple effect of genuine connection. By taking a moment to truly listen and show that he cared, Beckett not only brightened that man's day, but also created an ongoing positive interaction. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, and that sounds great, Jack, but I don't have time for deep conversations with everyone that I meet. And guys, I totally get it. That's not what this is about. We're all busy. We're all juggling multiple responsibilities. We've got a lot going on. But here's the thing. Creating genuine connections doesn't always require a lot of time. And sometimes it's just about being present in the moment. Let's do a little thought experience. So imagine you're in line at your local coffee shop. The barista asks how you're doing. So instead of an automatic, "I'm fine," you pause for a second and say, "You know, I'm a bit stressed about a deadline, but this coffee is going to help." It literally takes the same amount of time as saying, "I'm fine," but it's honest and it's human. It puts more narrative around your response. It opens the door for real interaction. Now, the barista might just nod and take your order, or they might empathize and share a quick word of encouragement. But either way, you've created a moment of genuine human connection. And in a world where we're increasingly isolated, despite being more connected, probably more than ever, these small moments really, really matter. What if we applied this principle to genuine connection, not just to our interactions with strangers, but to our relationships with friends and family and colleagues? If you think about that for a moment, when was the last time that you asked your partner or a close friend how they were doing? And did you really listen to their responses? Or if you were half listening while scrolling through your phone or thinking about your own to-do list? Now, I'll be perfectly honest. I've been guilty of this more times than I'd care to admit. It's so easy to fall into autopilot in our close relationships. We assume we know what the other person is doing, or we're so caught up in our own thoughts that we really, really don't tune in. But what if we made a conscious effort to be more present in these interactions? And what if, instead of the default, "How was your day?" we asked, "What was the best part of your day? Or did anything challenging happen for you today?" These questions require more than a yes or no answer. They invite the other person to share, to open up. And when they do, our job is to really listen, not to problem solve, unless, of course, they've asked you to help, but not to relate it back to our own experiences, but to truly hear what they're saying. Guys, I can't impress upon you the importance of this. Something else I'd like for you to acknowledge, and this is something really important here. Being more open in our interactions with others can be very vulnerable, and it might feel uncomfortable at first. We're breaking a social script that we've followed for years, maybe even decades. But here's the thing. Vulnerability is the birthplace of connection. When we allow ourselves to be seen, really seen, we create a space for genuine relationships that form a deep, meaningful connection. And it goes both ways. When we show we're willing to be a little vulnerable, to be a little more real, we're also signaling to others that it's safe for them to do the same. Imagine a world where instead of saying, I'm fine when we're really struggling, that we felt safe enough to actually say, actually, I'm having a tough time. Imagine instead of brushing off compliments, that we have allowed ourselves to really receive them, to have them wash over us. Imagine of instead of putting our brave face on all the time, that we've allowed ourselves to ask for help when we need it. This is a world we can create one interaction at a time. So as we wrap up today's episode, guys, I want to leave you with this burning question. What if the next time someone asks, how are you? You answer truthfully. What's the worst thing that could happen? And more importantly, what's the best that could happen? How might that one small change ripple out into your life and into the lives around you? I challenge you to find out. For the next week, try to break the I'm fine cycle. When someone asks you how you're doing, just take a breath. Just one little pause before you respond. Check in with yourself. How are you really doing? And then share. Share a little bit of that truth. And it doesn't have to be deep or heavy. So if you're having a great day, say so. If you're stressed, you can acknowledge that without going into all the details. The key is being super genuine. And when you ask others how they're doing, really listen to their response. Make eye contact. Put your phone away. Show some respect. Show that you're present. Show that you really care. You might be so surprised at the connections that you create, the conversations that you have, and the impact that you make just by being a little more real. Every great exchange starts with a small step. So breaking the I'm fine cycle might seem small, but it has the power to transform relationships. It has the power to change our communities and ultimately our world. So thank you for tuning in today. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear your experiences. Reach out on any of the Mindset Reinvented channels or leave a review. Until next time, guys, this is Jack. I'm signing off, and I encourage you to keep growing and always keep connecting with others. Bye for now.